Aortic stenosis. The murmur of aortic stenosis is systolic and harsh in quality. This murmur is heard with the patient leaning forward and the stethoscope at the second right intercostal space. Listen to a patient with typical aortic stenosis. I will begin with 3 normal beats and then add the murmur. This murmur has a diamond shape and ends before the aortic component of the second heart sound. This murmur is due to the pressure gradient between the left ventricle and the aorta in systole. The severity of the stenosis is related to the duration of the murmur and especially to the delay in the peaking of this murmur. The later the murmur peaks, the more severe the stenosis. The intensity of the murmur of aortic stenosis correlates with the severity of obstruction across the aortic valve as long as the cardiac output is maintained. In significant aortic stenosis, the carotid upstroke is both delayed and decreased. This finding helps to separate significant aortic stenosis from innocent systolic murmurs. On occasion, the murmur of aortic stenosis can be heard at the cardiac apex with a change in pitch, a phenomenon described by Gallivardhan. Despite this change in pitch, the murmur of aortic stenosis retains its diamond shape. To recap, the murmur of aortic stenosis is a harsh, diamond-shaped systolic murmur heard best at the second right intercostal space. This murmur stops before the second heart sound and may be associated with a delayed carotid upstroke. Listen once again to a patient with a significant aortic stenosis. Proper positioning of the patient remains crucial for accurate cardiac auscultation. In many patients, the murmur of aortic stenosis is significantly louder when the patient is sitting up and leaning forward. Proper patient positioning requires only a few seconds, but pays enormous dividends for the clinician who invests this time. The murmur of aortic stenosis is systolic and harsh in quality. This murmur is heard with the patient leaning forward and the stethoscope at the second right intercostal space. Listen to a patient with typical aortic stenosis. I will begin with 3 normal beats and then add the murmur. This murmur has a diamond shape and ends before the aortic component of the second heart sound. This murmur is due to the pressure gradient between the left ventricle and the aorta in systole. The severity of the stenosis is related to the duration of the murmur and especially to the delay in the peaking of this murmur. The later the murmur peaks, the more severe the stenosis. The intensity of the murmur of aortic stenosis correlates with the severity of obstruction across the aortic valve as long as the cardiac output is maintained. In significant aortic stenosis, the carotid upstroke is both delayed and decreased. This finding helps to separate significant aortic stenosis from innocent systolic murmurs. On occasion, the murmur of aortic stenosis can be heard at the cardiac apex with a change in pitch, a phenomenon described by Gallivardhan. Despite this change in pitch, the murmur of aortic stenosis retains its diamond shape. In summary, the murmur of aortic stenosis is a harsh, diamond-shaped systolic murmur heard best at the second right intercostal space. This murmur stops before the second heart sound and may be associated with a delayed carotid upstroke. Listen once again to a patient with a significant aortic stenosis.